Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Daddy. Call me Daddy. Daddy is in the house. I'm just looking at photos on Facebook. I think school started this week.
It did?
I think so. It WHS, it was the hashtag. They live in Omaha. I'm guessing that's West Side. I just saw a photo today, a buddy of mine, his daughter. Maybe they took pictures, and I don't know. I don't have kids that go to school, so I don't know when in fact it all starts.
I'm in Chicago. We start differently than Omaha. I know, like, my nephew starts next week. He's at Dundee.
Okay.
And he starts next week. So maybe that's when OPS starts. Because District 66 is their own thing anyway.
Is it really? Okay.
Yeah. District 66 is like its own little carved out deal. So maybe that makes a difference. I don't know when like private schools start, like Catholic schools or Brownell Talbot or any of those.
It's coming up though, right?
Yes. Yeah. I'm printing off today. I'm printing off the supply list.
Okay.
I have a bone to pick about this supply list this year.
Okay, well, let's.
I waited until the last minute.
Let's get the nitty gritty out there first. All right, it's bpscrasher@gmail.com. We've got no dumb questions coming up on Monday, so we want to get your dumb questions in. No dumb questions in. Sorry, you can also text us at 402-915-0962. You can leave voicemails as well. And also bigpartyshow.com. If you want to become a party crasher or pick up merch, that'd be awesome. We have some back to school merch coming at you, hopefully on Monday, but we'll let you guys know all about it. And it's going to be a limited edition, so you're going to want to snag it as fast as you can because these things go quick. All right. So I think that's it. And also make sure you review, rate, follow wherever you're listening or watching. That keeps us going. It keeps it happening. So if you want this to continue going, we just all got to play together like a like in a playground.
Aww.
First day back at school. West Side did start. They did start. I just looked it up. So yeah.
That's what I was going to say. They have their own schedule. So that would make sense.
West Side. All right. Well, what bone do you need to pick?
It has to do with the fact that like we have to part of the supply list is paper towels and like cleaning wipes. And
you have to provide paper towels to your school.
Yes.
What? It's a private school, isn't it?
Exactly.
That costs a lot of money.
Right. I'm like, take it out of the tuition or bake it into the cost. But I'm like, now I'm on task to be like, it was years ago that, like, I remember when they were in kindergarten and we used to do this. And I get it because, like, your kindergartners, they're going through this stuff like nobody's business. My daughter's in eighth grade.
Okay.
I should not have to give two rolls of paper towels and boxes of Kleenex and whatever else. Like, no. I mean, first of all, I've got 1 foot out the door. So what are you going to do?
Are you not going to
come shake me down?
Are you Are you not going to provide?
You know, the perfectionist in me like the people pleaser in me is totally like, I'll get all the things on the list. But like the irked part of me might not.
I am totally irked as well for you. And I'm not even involved here. That doesn't make sense. What's next? The toilet paper and the paper. I mean, come on.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you're like, feel the same way, because I was like, am I being petty? But I saw this. They stopped doing this years ago where they were asking the parents for stuff like that.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I thought we were done with that. I thought we all realized this is ridiculous that we don't need to supply paper products to the private school we're going to.
Well, see, that's what it doesn't make sense. You're paying for school. I mean, that should be part of the whole thing.
Right. Maybe I'll just silently revolt and just show up and be like, I don't have any paper products. What are you going to do about it?
So they have a lunchroom and everything there, right?
Yes.
I'm not familiar with private schools and how it works. I've never gone. I was public and then I was a military kid. So do they have real forks or are they plastic forks?
I think it's plastic.
Is it? Okay.
And I just want to clarify, it sounds really fancy when you say private school.
Yeah, it does. It does.
It's not. It's Catholic school. Like, I mean, it's not. So just to be clear, if anybody's like, what private school are they going to? They're going to Catholic school. Like, it's like basically going to Pius. Like, it's, you know, along those lines. So, you know, we're Catholic. We send our kids to Catholic school and it does cost. And what as far as like, you know, hot lunches, it's not included. You have to pay for them.
You got to pay for that as well. All right. So is that paper plates then? Do you know? Or are they?
I think so. I think it's all disposable. Okay. You know what I mean? I think it's all like compostable or throwawayable.
They need to go with the old dishwasher.
Oh, yeah.
cut some costs on your paper a little bit.
Oh, my God. The trays.
Yeah.
Oh, I get the wet tray.
Oh, yeah.
It just came out of the washer. You're like, it's still wet.
God, when Wiley and I volunteered down at the Open Door Mission in their cafeteria thing.
Yeah.
Talk about wet trays. Yeah. That brought back all of the memories.
Of them.
So, yeah. But all right. So that's a legitimate bitch, I think. I mean, come on.
I know. I just pulled up the supply list right before we did the show. I was like, you know what? I should take a look because we should probably get shopping for some of this stuff.
Yeah.
And I hadn't looked before. And now I'm like, well, I shouldn't have looked because now I'm annoyed.
Do you have it in front of you?
I have the list. Yes.
All right, don't throw it down real quick. Just, I mean, is it a long list? I guess we got all day to do this podcast. So
I mean, it's not. Not long. I mean, it's kind of one of those things where it's like 8 notebooks.
Okay.
Which, you know, okay, fine. They've got to have a protractor. And I was like, I didn't even realize that still existed.
I don't remember. Oh my God. Talk about something you use that you'll never use again in life.
Right.
Protractor.
I know. It's a protractor. I was like, okay. And I think I might have one around. They need the calculator, which we already got, post-it notes, which they always come home with. I don't know why they make them get post-it notes. I think they use two the entire year, and then they come home with this huge block.
You know, I'm gonna reverse real quick. I want a protractor now.
You do?
I could use that.
To make circles?
Yes. No, that's a compass. The protractor is a half of a circle ruler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like half a circle. I was going to say half a pie, but yeah, it's half of a circle ruler. I could use something like that, I think. It's handy. It's small.
They need a 6-inch protractor. Okay, so I was thinking of the compass.
No, you can get a set, you know, the compass. But yeah, compass, I've never used again, and I'm sure people out there use compasses still to this day. But a protractor?
Okay, doesn't this seem like overkill? They need 10 mechanical pencils and 20 regular pencils. So that's 30 pencils.
Wait, so these are mechanical that you can refill
when
it runs out. Why do they need how many?
10. 10 of those. And then
are you donating this to them? Or is this?
And then 20 regular pencils. So 30 pencils. I was like, are they using like one pencil a day for a month and then like reusing?
Are you supplying the classroom then? Is this what it is?
No, this is each person.
So she just basically, you just keep it at home then. You're not taking it there.
No, you're supposed to like get a soft-sided pencil case. I was like, they're going to need a weekend bag to keep all this stuff. A box of 12 colored pencils, a box of markers, 10 pens, 20 pencils, 10 mechanical pencils. I was like, how is all this going to fit?
Oh, my God. They're going to work her to death. That's what you got to tell the mayor. Say, mayor, look, they plan on really working you to death this year. They want all these writing utensils because they're going to use them. You're going to use them.
8 notebooks and they're going to be filled by the end. You are going to be run ragged. She's like, I quit. I'm not going.
All right, is that pretty much it then?
No, there's still other stuff. There's still like packs and packs of like index cards and then an index card case to hold the index cards.
Wow.
It's such overkill. Like like some of this stuff, I'm just like, you got to be kidding me. An 8 pack of dry erase markers. Why do they need 8? I mean,
dry erase like the... Wow.
Yeah, like the Expo dry erase markers. And they're very specific about it. Chisel tip.
Okay.
Like you'll get what you get and you won't get upset. You know me. I'm already like, I mean, I'm the mom that was like, you can wear your brother's hand-me-down shoes to camp. You think I'm going to go out and get an 8-pack of Expo dry erase markers? I'd be like, we got 4. You're fine. Yeah. Right. Make it last.
What else is on there? Anything else that's stupid? I mean, just the amount alone is insane.
So 3 boxes of Kleenex, 2 rolls of paper towels, and a package of like Clorox wipes. And okay. I love the fact that they need like 30 pencils, but only 1 glue stick.
Oh, really?
Like, I don't even think you can buy glue sticks as one. I think they come in 2 packs. Like, it's like, they're like, no, we just need the one. You're like, well, you're going to get 2, I guess. Huh?
And she's 8th grade. Now, Declan's in high school.
Yes.
Is there a list like that for Declan?
No. Okay. They're like, here's your iPad.
Just do your thing. Okay, that makes sense.
But yeah, they don't have a list.
Doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense at all. That's stupid. That's dumb.
Like, no wonder they have school supply drop-off day. If she was going to like pack that in the first day, she'd need a Sherpa.
She would. Someone to carry it for.
Somebody to help carry all that stuff.
Hey, good news for you. I don't want to be say fatties, but just there's some good news that just kind of hit. They're saying that Eli Lilly, the maker of their, you know, drug company, they just went through their 3rd trial, and they are 1 step closer to having a pill form.
Ooh.
A pill form GLP-1.
That's crazy. That'll be a game changer for a lot of people.
It's not FDA approved yet. That's next. Mm. Right. And so I think they're very confident this thing is going to go because they're already making the pills.
Really?
To put on the shelves. They're putting these things on shelves. They're saying next year they will be
Christmas.
On shelves. Right. Yeah. But
just in time for the holidays.
They're making mass amounts of these pills. People, we're going to be all skinny. We're going to be so skinny and weird. We're going to be like we're supposed to be. Hot
skinny.
And sexy and skinny.
It's
so, so if you're afraid of shots or this and that, you're going to be able to pop a pill. It was going to be a pop a pill. And it's a GLP-1. It's not like it's a weight loss, you know, Jenny Craig thing or suit of whatever that stuff was back when we were younger, what our parents took.
Oh, yeah.
What were they taking? I don't even remember the name.
It was like Fen-Phen.
I don't know. Just weird.
I thought
pills.
It was like Fen-Phen or something like that, where it was like basically speed.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, honestly, cocaine's illegal, but this stuff, you're like, I think it has, like, I can feel my hair grow.
Yeah. And they had the chocolate. My mother always had the chocolate little things. I remember those cubes because I would, you know, they're chocolate.
Uh-huh.
They look like chocolate bars. And so
she's
would
like,
take
better
one.
Better not
eat
that.
Yeah.
Pounce it off the walls.
Uh-huh. So anyway, so that's happening. So yeah, there you go. Now when you go to the doctor, they're going to ask fun questions.
That's what I found out this week. I went in for a mammogram, my annual boob pressing ceremony. I was like, God, this is just, there's got to be a better way. There has to be a better way.
When you do when they squeeze it, you ever thought of going, oh, that feels so good?
No, it's a woman that's with me. She's lovely. And she's like, I did yours last year. I was like, I must have boobs to remember.
So you don't ever want to mess with her and go, ah, harder, harder.
No. Would you do that when you're getting your... when your doctor's squeezing your ball sack to see if you've got any testicular cancer?
Doc.
That's terrifying. Your doctor's like, never come back again.
Or when they're doing the old finger in the hole.
God, men's bodies are so weird.
Well, I haven't had that done. I have not had a prostate check, so they don't do that. I don't think they do it anymore. It's too invasive. I could be 100% wrong.
Right. But
that's, you know, they always said by the time you're a certain age that you need to have that done. And so when I was reaching a certain age or close, I would start to look at the doctor's hands. Like, how big is your finger? How long
is
your finger?
He's like, I got sausage fingers. You're going to feel this.
Like, my current doctor, he has long-ass fingers. He's long-ass fingers. So it's like, oh, God.
You're like, I want somebody who has delicate piano hands. I could have been a concert pianist. Instead, I'm going to stick my finger up your butt.
Tiny fingers. Like Gracie's super, like our super producer Gracie, when she was when she was untangling your necklace. I don't even know how anyone was able to do that. I was like, "How did you do it?" She goes, "I have tiny fingers," and I looked at her fingers. I'm like, "Oh my god, you have little tiny fingers! That's the kind of fingers I'm looking for."
Stop. She's like, "Don't bring my fingers into your weird doctor's visit." Sick.
Oh.
No, they like they take your boobs and put them in a vise.
And they squeeze
you've got to
it?
Like hold your arm a certain way, and you've got to breathe a certain way.
Is it primitive? You know, medieval.
Yes,
type
like
stuff?
I mean, it is like literally like crank, 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 and you can see, you know, the PSI, like it's like 25 or whatever, like pressing down on you. Like you can see the meter of like how many pounds of pressure they're putting on your breast.
Okay.
And then they step around and they're like, okay, we're going to, I need you to breathe and then hold it. And then you
that's
hear
when
this
you go, oh,
no, don't make those noises. Oh God, my lean. I'm so sorry.
I see. I'm not. I don't get mammograms, so I don't. You know, that's
not yet.
All this guy's listening right now. Or why is it? Do I have to at a certain age get a mammogram? Is that a guy?
No, I'm just saying if you've got enough cup to like put in a vice,
I don't
then
have
I think
enough.
You really.
I don't. Oh, I do. Well, it depends. How much is enough cup?
I don't know. I mean, you got to figure that there's some ladies out there that aren't that well endowed. Okay. I mean, they always ask you like they have the typical questions are always like, do you have breast implants, any of that okay. kind of stuff that's going to like change whatever they're looking at or the imagery.
Also, one of the questions is, are you into pain?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you like this? You're like, no. You're like, okay, you're a decent human being. That's always a tricky one. If somebody answers yes, we get real nervous around these parts.
Yes.
So the new question this year and the new question, and it started just like a week ago with my doctor's office. Have you lost more than 10 pounds in the last year?
All right.
And the reason they started asking that is because of GLP-1s. All of these people are now, so many people are taking these medications and dropping so much weight that it is literally changing the like makeup of their breast tissue. So now they need to ask these questions because it's going to show up in the imaging. I mean, if you've, and I was like, I mean, I guess I'd lost 7 pounds since last year.
Okay.
So
that's good. That's good.
Yeah, not bad.
It's steady.
And so, you know, she was like, well, are you, and I was like, no, I just do intermittent fasting. I'm not taking anything. But she's like, yeah, this is brand new. I've only been asking this question for the last few days. This is a new thing that we have to ask now because of so many people doing Ozempic. I'm like, that's insane.
Yeah, that is nuts.
That like my now, doctor, like you go to get a mammogram and they ask you.
Last time I was at doctor visit, my doctor asked me if did we have a discussion about Ozempic. I'm like, no, we haven't.
And he's like, we should. Why? He's like, you're a prime candidate. You're like, this is so rude. He's like, listen, it's this or a finger up the butt. Which conversation do you want to have? You're like, fine, let's keep talking about how fat I am. Keep your fingers to yourself. Your little hot dog hands.
Hot dog
fingers. I saw your hands. They're way too big.
I need little tiny fingers. Little tiny Gracie fingers. Yeah, so that's what my doctor asked. And I was like, no, we've never discussed that. And so I guess maybe they're having to have those conversations now.
I didn't have that conversation.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying. I brought it up to my doctor.
Well, I was heavier than I am now. So, you know, it was all because of, you know, the last place I was at working because it was bad sleep, bad food.
Yeah, bad food,
everything.
All that, everything
100% bad. But ever since then, I'm fine. So I can't wait to go again. Now he's going to want to talk about the finger up the butt. Now.
Yeah, he's like, listen, now that you've phased out of Ozempic talk, I'm going to put this glove on. We're going to have a conversation.
Yes, and you're going to go, oh.
No, like 2 years ago when I think it was like it was 2 or 3 years ago when Ozempic first came out.
Yeah, I remember. It was nutty.
I had my annual exam and I was like, brought it up to my doctor. And she was like, dude, first of all, no. Secondly, she's like, this isn't to lose those last 10 pounds. This is like a forever thing. Like, this is changing people's lives in a way that
people are, when they get off of it, you're just gaining it back and more, just like any other weight loss drug.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's not meant to be from the conversation I had with my doctor, she was very clear. She's like, it's not meant for those last 10 pounds. It's meant for somebody who really does have like a significant amount of weight to lose and probably needs help keeping it off, because you're going to have this for a duration. It's not like, I did it for 3 months and now I'm fine. They're like, so that was my conversation with my doctor. I was like, are you sure it's not for the last 10 pounds? She's like, I'm very sure. Have you tried anything else?
Well, I thought of you because you hate the needle. And, you know,
this is
a game changer for a lot of people, I think, who have those fears of needles, which I don't really understand. I don't have a fear of needle. I hate them. But, you know.
But more and more people, aren't you noticing? I just had drinks with some friends like a week ago, and one of them just started. And I was like,
started Ozempic?
Yeah, like Zepbound or something.
Okay.
And then like last month, somebody was telling me about how they're on it and they've been on it for a couple months and the kind of results they're getting. And it's so bananas. I feel like more and more people are talking about it. Becoming more and more prevalent.
Like kind of like dating. Remember how back in the day it was like you don't tell people you met online.
Right.
You know, or you were on a dating site. All of a sudden, you know, everyone's on a dating site.
Right.
You know, so
I think you're right. I think it's like it's just becoming a lot more normalized as more people are doing it.
Like therapists. Remember you talked about your therapist going to therapy. You still going to that?
Not a sometimes thing.
I have PT, so it's kind of cool. Mine is physical therapy for my knee surgery I had, right? Uh-huh. So now I just kind of tell people, it kind of feels cool to say it. I go, I got therapy on Friday.
No, and everyone's like, God, that person's making so much money. They are not getting paid enough. You're like, I want to talk more about sausage hands.
Yeah,
how much that scares me and it's triggering.
I don't know if I could go to one. I mean, I could, but I just don't have anything to work out, I don't think. I mean,
buddy.
Not that it's affecting my life where I need to get them off my chest.
Friends.
This is my therapy right here. This podcast or whatever we're calling it is my therapy.
Grace and I need
everyone
to get
listening
paid.
Is well, so does everyone listening. All right, speaking of fatness, I guess that there's a well, first of all, everyone's freaking out right now because Frida, are you familiar with Frida? It's an ice cream brand.
Yes.
Okay, they came out with breast milk ice
cream.
Yeah,
it's disgusting. Yeah, no, I saw that. And I was like, I thought at first it was like an Onion article. And then I realized, like, no. And I thought, who eats that? Who's like, you know what? You know what I missed?
This is it. It was Breast Awareness Month or something.
I don't care.
So they called it that. It's not actual breast milk. I think it's a bad idea. But they got all the business they needed. I mean, they got all the pub on this because of what they named it.
What flavor is it then?
I don't know. They say that it's sweet, salty, and smooth is the flavor. Breast milk ice cream. I'm guessing it's vanilla. What would you what would breast milk taste like? I don't know.
Because
I thought you've drank it before, but
yeah, no.
If no, someone
I saved
knows,
it for my
send
kids.
Us a message, like the flavor of it alone. Is it minty? Is it a mint?
I know it's like, I mean, it's like any kind of bodily fluid. It's what you consume changes what it tastes like. So, you know how think of it like the asparagus that everybody talks about. Like, imagine that. That's sort of like, if you eat, like, let's say some spicy curry, you're going to have a spicy curry type of sensation flavor. Landscape.
So you're telling me maybe that's the reason why kids hate vegetables.
Maybe.
Because you're eating vegetables and you're putting it in your breast milk and they're sucking it down and they're like, ugh, I've had enough. Maybe that's what it is.
Suck it down.
All right, so here's some common descriptions of breast milk. All right, sweet.
Sounds right.
Yeah, it's a sweetness. Mild.
Okay.
So it's not strong in flavor. Creamy. It's a creamy milk thing. There's a creamy texture to it. Slightly salty. I'm gonna get
Why are you doing that? What did you? Your Google algorithm has to just be like almond-like. Bananas.
It's almond-like. So there it is. So maybe that ice cream is flavored similar to that. It's sweet, mild,
it's
creamy.
Because
they are saying it's sweet, salty, and smooth. Ooh, I bet that's what they did. So there you go. There you go.
0 pints sold. I mean,
they're selling them online. It sold out immediately. How do I know?
You're like, I bought them all.
I went to go see if I can get some. I was like, you got to be kidding me. It sold out completely. And it was like $15 a pint. And they were doing pop-ups. I think pop-ups in New York or something like that. And then what happened today is Heinz is teaming up with, what is the name of that company? Smoothie King. Oh. And they're coming up, ready for this, for ketchup smoothie.
Okay. People talk about that.
My cousin used to go to Goodrich.
And get a ketchup malt?
Get a ketchup malt. I've never tasted that before. I'm just assuming it tastes like ketchup. But they're adding stuff to it. That's Akaya. Is that, am I saying that right? A-C-A-I?
Oh, acai.
I see. Okay.
Acai.
Apple juice and berries and a squirt of ketchup.
Squirt. You don't really know how to get those words. It just
sucking it down and
sucking it down and squirts. And squirt.
You don't like it? You don't like that word, squirt? No. I guess I don't need to give me a squirt.
That doesn't sound like something that you want. Squirt. You want a squirt of this? You're like, probably not.
Has anyone ever asked you that question?
Oh, God. Oh, there's that drink, squirt.
Yes, there is. That's what I'm asking. Everyone going,
it actually tastes pretty good.
Yeah, it doesn't taste bad.
It's almost like a creamy.
Oh, here we go.
This is so weird. It's almost like a creamy 7-Up, but it's kind of got some spice to it. I remember people using it to make amaretto sours. Like you would put amaretto and squirt, and that would be like, it's almost like sour.
Yeah.
Because it does have a sour, it has like a little bit of a sour citrus taste. I haven't had it in for forever. They sell it in bottles.
My little niece calls that I think it's squirt or 7-Up that she calls it spicy water.
Oh, cute.
She's a baby. It is spicy, but I've never heard it. And then you just describe it. Hey, did you see that the TSA? They've made some changes, right? No shoes. Removal now.
Yeah, you can keep them on.
You can keep them on now, which is, you know.
Thank God.
Thank God. Oh, ooh. 20 years we did that. Can you believe that? 20 years that's been going on.
They're like, finally, you can keep them on. Thank God.
Yeah, and then now they're doing dedicated family lines. So I pay for the pre-check so I can walk by everyone.
You're like, I don't want to be with the
I love that
general
thing.
Population.
When that line is long, Molly, do you have pre-check?
No.
You're crazy. When that line is long and I'm strolling on by, it's the best feeling ever. And there's times when the airport will close down pre-check and make us all go through the commoners online, you know. Then that upsets me. But so they're saying it's a lot of stress. So there's airports testing it right now. So basically, if you have a kid 12 and under, you qualify to go to this special line to get things moving out. At first, I was like, why do families get everything? They get a board sooner. They get everything.
You want them to be in a separate line.
Yes. So then I came to the realization with Wiley. I'm like, why am I upset about this? This is awesome. Go to your line so we can speed this thing along.
Yeah, because people have strollers and babies.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, it's a lot. Like whenever you see a family, you're like, I don't want to be in that line. I don't want to be in that line.
Well, now
they're like, Jacob, stay in. Like Jacob's like, So and then they have a baby that's screaming and he's just like, oh my God.
Yeah, move them on. So now that Southwest, because that's all I ever used to fly, has assigned seats coming up. I don't know if they're doing it yet. I used to hate the fact that families got to go, you know, because they weren't assigned seats. So you get the people in wheelchairs. I get that, right? But then families. Families would get to go in there first and take all the seats. I think maybe it was just because of the waiting, because I'm gate lice.
I was going to say, you're such gate lice that you were like, yeah. Another reason I can't get on the plane at 20 million years before it even takes off.
Yeah. So
you want families to go in first.
Okay.
Here's why. Two reasons. One, they want to all sit together. You don't want some random kid sitting 20 rows from their parents. Secondly, where they sit can now inform where you want to sit. Do you want to sit right behind the family, or do you want to keep walking down that aisle to put as much distance between you and the children?
See, that doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me to have children near me.
It doesn't bother me to have children near me, but it also is one of those things where if you just want to sleep or something like that, that's not going to – usually a family, the kids aren't sleeping. Like, it's like they're watching their stuff. They're asking their parents for snacks, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't like people.
You don't like people. No. Okay.
When I'm on a plane, I just want to go into my little bubble. And
you don't talk to anyone? You don't?
I have.
Converse or?
I have, but mostly I sleep. Mostly I just put on my headphones, pull up my hood, wrap around my scarf, and lean against, because that's why I like the window seat, lean against the window and just narc out. Boom. Done.
I don't sleep
on
when
we land. Really?
I do. No.
I can sleep anywhere.
Flying? Well, that's just it. Flying is like the most amazing thing that we're able to do, and you're sleeping right through it.
Yeah. If you fly as often as I have, you realize that, like, yeah, it's amazing, but also, like, I'm good. I've
take
lived.
Take it for granted.
I do.
Okay.
I do take it for granted. I do.
Yes, you do. You pay all that money so you can sleep. Yeah, why not?
Sometimes.
Close
I mean,
your
when you're flying
eyes.
To Hawaii, do you want to be awake the whole time?
Well, that's
you're flying
different.
To Europe, do you want that's to be awake different. The whole time?
No, that's different. You're going to fall
same
asleep.
Same difference.
No,
I mean,
not.
It's all
if
the
you're
same.
You're flying to California, don't you look out the window over Colorado and see the different things out there? I mean, my
when
thing
I wake
also
up,
is taking, when you wake up, my thing also is taking off and landing. You know, and Wylene still gets excited because she flew for the first time when we met.
Which, that's so wild
she's
to me.
She's never flown. And so she still appreciates that excitement. But it is funny going on a plane with someone for the first time that's never flown before. Just, it's like a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, because I don't remember that first time I flew.
No.
You know. I just don't
I mean,
remember
and that's
it.
How it was with the kids. Like when I fly with the kids, it's a little bit different on account of the fact that they're still really excited. They haven't flown a ton of times.
Because
usually when we come to Omaha, we drive. And usually any kind of like road, like any kind of family trips we take, we drive. Like,
I like
it's
driving
like a road
too.
Trip. Me too. But, I love to drive.
All right. Before we hit Fun Factory, let's talk about the full moon this weekend. There's a full moon. It's called the Sturgeon Moon.
I love it. So this is going to be another moon water scenario for me. I've got water jugs I've got containers of water throughout the house. I didn't realize that.
Wait, what do you mean? That's you just have containers of water throughout your house? Or is
I've got like mason jars from like past moons. Like there's in my living room and the kids are like, why is there this like jug of water in the living room? And I'm like, oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, that was from that one moon.
So you got to spread that water out.
Yeah, I need to. I've got a couple bottles here in the studio. And then I've got one upstairs. So I guess I don't have that many around the house. I've got two here in the studio and I've got one up in the living room. But then now I'll get another one this weekend.
Ooh.
Replenish.
You know what will be fun? We've been talking about this week. Heartwood Preserve has that Heartwood Park.
Yes.
Where they have all these free events going on. They actually, tonight is that Friday night Beats, Bites and Beats.
Yes.
And that's with Tyler Marco. She's a fantastic artist, so you can get some your food and everything else going on there. And also Saturday night's the movie.
Yeah,
that they're having. And then, yeah, you can actually, it'll be nighttime, so you're going to have the full moon. There's no trees out there that's going to get in the way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're going to have your drinks on. They have alcohol there, little bar there. All the rentals for games and everything like that is free. Yoga on Saturday morning, by the way, at 11 o'clock. And then a painting watercolor class on Sunday is out there as well. It's
that
just
sounds so fun.
I know. Matt, take your, you know, people have done it before. You can get your drink on and paint watercolors. You know, those sometimes people, they paint each other without looking. Go do
that. I love those. That's so funny where it's like you do that and then you reveal. Ta-da! We should do that sometime.
Go do that this weekend.
We should do that on the show sometime. Maybe we could do it during our next Facebook Live happy hour.
Okay.
So like while we're drinking, we could be painting and then at the end of the happy hour, we can reveal how we threw each other.
All right. So it's Heartwood Preserve. It's Heartwood Park. It's about 145th, just south of Dodge. You can see it from 144th Street. All right, you can't miss it. But you can go to heartwoodomaha.com for events and follow them on their socials. So, yeah, you're going to do the moon? You're going to get the moon water going?
I'm going to get the moon water going this weekend. Why not?
Get it
I mean,
going.
I love it. Sturgeon moon, that's a good one. It's and it's supposed to be like a cool color. Bring it on.
What is the color? I saw photos of it. It looked like almost orangish, the color of the moon.
I think it'll just depend on, I mean, one of the things that's like really interesting is with all the wildfires going on, it's really impacted like sunrises and sunsets and moonrises and all that kind of stuff, because it's sort of, we were driving. So I live in Chicago and we were driving headed toward the lake, and it was like hazy. And there was a part of me where I'm like, are my glasses dirty? And then I realized, no, it's just that hazy in Chicago. Like we had one of the worst air qualities last week in like entire world.
It was the worst.
It was
the worst, like, in the world.
We're so proud.
Yes.
I couldn't believe that we were out that day driving.
Uh-huh.
And you couldn't see the buildings by the lake. Like that's how hazy it was. It was that bad. Like we were like, is it just me? Like, do I have goop in my eyes? And then you realize like, no, it's just the air quality. It's that hazy. It's not good. Like, that freaks me out. The fact that, well, I always think if that's what it's like in Chicago, what's it like in Canada, the wildfires? Like, exactly. I was like, this like must that. Be like absolutely.
Hey, I was driving through Colorado once and there was a fire. It was the weirdest feeling because you could smell it and you couldn't see anything. It's like you're driving through smoke.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what it would be like. And that fire wasn't near me. But it was close enough to, it was, you know, affecting where we're at. So, yeah, I'm sure. But you're in a city. That's what's, I mean, I was surprised that you're the worst in the world.
I know. When you consider some of the cities out there, you're like, really? We're worse than like some sort of industrial city in China?
Like, I was like, add it up, because what has come out? You're the rat king capital. You're the bed bug capital. You're the worst air quality capital.
But
you got some nod. You got a nod.
From USA Today, one of the best swimming beaches in the country is Lake Michigan.
All right.
I know. And it's true. It's really awesome.
I know.
We're really lucky. And if you can see it through the haze, and if you can get yourself clear of the bed bugs,
mask.
Enjoy the swim.
Fight through the rats. You know, I wanted to play a motivational video to start off the weekend. Why don't we just go ahead and hit that for everyone watching?
I guess I gotta be the person to say it, since ain't nobody else gonna say nothing to you. Man, you got some nerve looking as good as you look today. Who gave you permission to look this good? The audacity.
My God. I don't know. I just got out of bed and I looked like this.
Yes, you look good. All right, Fun Factory, people. Yay! If you want some, people have been sending me videos. They're sending me lot of motivational videos because we do Motivational Monday, and I'm realizing maybe we need to do it more often with the climate that we're dealing with.
Yes.
To start the day, and that's I think that's what we'll do. So yeah, you can continue to send them. They're sending it to the Facebook page, Big Party Show, also Instagram, then also Big Party Show, Big BPS Crasher at gmail.com. Mm-hmm. There you have it. All right, we're going to start it off. Let's roll over to the sign wars.
Oh. Check this out. McDonald's says, "Hey, TQ, you want to have a sign war?" And then DQ is like, "We would, but we're too busy making ice cream." And then McDonald's replies back, "That's cute. Our ice cream makes itself." And then DQ comes back with, "You mean it actually works? Shocker."
Oh, snap.
McDonald's got to come back again with, "What's a milkman in pantyhose? A Dairy Queen." And then DQ comes back with, "Why dine with a clown when you can with a queen?" Yeah, that's good. Now, Arbor's Bank across the street got to go, "Ice cream machine broken? We have a loan for that." Sounds like a Google ad. And then Sonic, they got to kick in too, and they're like, "We have ice for these burns." And then here comes Domino's with, "Your signs are cheesy, just like our pizza."
God, I wish they did more. I wish
that's
they did
so
that.
Funny. I mean, talk about like small town where they're like, "Let's do it. Why not?" You know,
because everywhere there's a fast food place, there's one right
clusters.
Across the street,
yeah.
Or next to it. People start a war. There's a new snack out there. New snack.
Introducing Finger Blasters. Blast your fingers into our unique sauce containers filled with honey, tangy barbecue, or salt and vinegar.
Finger blasting is the best.
Get one finger at a time.
Yum.
Two fingers.
Okay.
And then, if everybody's cool with it, work up to three.
No, two's good. Now.
I'll take what I can get.
If my friends aren't around, I'll just finger blast myself.
Oh, my God. I love the three. I'm good. He's like, "I'll just take what I can get."
Yeah. Sometimes three is too much. She's got to work her way up to that. Oh, God. All right. We're in this one together. Finger blasting.
Nah, don't scroll. We in this together.
I'm looking for a white lady.
I'm going to keep this short and sweet. All white ladies need to stay in the house until further notice. If you know a white lady, send us to her.
That's tattooed. And dominant.
Oh, nice. Just like messed up. Surprise, you're going to jail.
And be willing to put me in a dress.
What?
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. The internet is so...
The internet is weird.
It's
isn't
so
it?
Weird.
People,
it's
some
so
of the people.
Strange. Can't we all just...
Oh, my God. This is how you know you're in love.
I'm terrified because I know you and I know how fun it can be
to be in love.
Are we going to watch the Finger Blasters again?
This is how you can tell if you are truly in love with your partner. When they're sleeping and they look so beautiful laying there and you think to yourself, "I should suffocate the shit out this motherfucker." But you don't. You go make breakfast instead. You're really in love.
Have you been there?
Have I been there? Where you turn over and you're like, "How can you sleep so soundly?"
Yeah.
My husband can sleep like the dead. And I'd always laugh because he'll get up and I'll be like, "How'd you sleep?" He'd be like, "Fitful."
Fitful.
I was like, "Really?
Word?
I know. Fitful." Wasn't the best.
All right. Have you ever heard of the Toco Challenge?
The Toco Challenge? I don't think so.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, yeah, those are big.
Oh, my God.
No.
No. I haven't either. I've never even...
No.
Heard of such a thing. All right. This is the last one. We're doing six today. We're going to wrap it up with you better be nice.
Oh. My dog wants to show you his smile and you better be nice. All right, buddy.
Oh,
my God. Look at that smile.
It's that's a lot of teeth. That is a lot of teeth.
He's still going.
Do your dogs smile?
No, they don't.
No, I don't know. I mean, like, don't. I know some dogs can. Like, they're, you know, they do look weird. But, like, I didn't know. Because your dogs are almost like, I mean, no, let's be don't. Honest. Labradoodles are basically, golden doodles are basically people.
I yeah, mean, they are.
They're just, they're humans.
Yeah, they're interesting. We started making homemade food for them, you know?
Yeah, you said you were going to start doing that.
Yeah.
How's it going?
I don't know. I don't.
Bad farts?
No, not bad farts. I don't know. It's you know, it's so hot out. It's hard for a dog sometimes just to cool down.
Uh-huh.
So I was up here working in the studio, and they, for some reason, they just hate the mailman. They hate the mailman.
That's
they hate
a
Amazon.
Long-standing dog yeah, relationship.
It's weird because they bark like crazy at the mailman, right? Mm-hmm. They bark like crazy at the Amazon man. But with the guy that works for UPS,
they're like,
the
hi.
Brown uniform, they absolutely are high. they don't even blink at that person.
They're like, what does Brown do for me? Makes me wag my tail.
Yes. So she, after that whole fun thing, I turn around and they're both up here because this is where they hang out in the studio. And then all of a sudden, Tequila starts crying for no reason. I'm like, oh my God, what is happening? So I thought I was going to have to run her to the vet. I maybe she hurt herself when she, I don't like, I've never heard her cry before. Oh it was God. The most heartbreaking sound.
And what was it?
I don't know. I don't know. I went down on her.
That's not, we can't even put that in joke. Like, that's just not okay. It's so not okay.
Anyway, now she's okay, I think. I don't know.
I'm not. We'll see. I'm not okay. No.
You imagine it?
No.
When I went down on her and hugged
Stop.
Her. To see, I went down on her. All right, so I went down on her, squirt, and suck it down. Three wonderful phrases today.
You completely erased all the good karma that we put out there with, like, the motivation where you, like, look amazing. Like, how can you look that good? And then now you just got to sully it all.
Absolutely.
I got to walk outside and see my kids and have that in my head somewhere.
Let us know if I don't roll out to the Heartwood Preserve and the Heartwood Park this weekend, we'll see, because there's a Pinnacle Bank Championship going on as well.
A lot going on this
let us know what's going on, how you like it. Just go on out there, take the kids out there. It's Encanto. Am I saying that correct?
Encanto.
That's mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Saturday night movie in the park. And it's free. Everything's free. Free.
You know, it's not free, but I am doing this weekend, and we will talk about it.
Oh, Cat Fest.
I'm going to a Cat Fest movie festival.
Okay.
My girlfriend and I are going, my cousin Sarah. We both are cat owners, and we're going on the day when they have free cats in the lobby.
Not free.
I mean, it's not like you get to take one.
There's parade. Is that parade a legit parade every year that people do? It's like a parade of cats. So
that's different. That's in like Minnesota where people go on the catwalk.
Yeah,
where
it's a catwalk.
They go. It's like a neighborhood garden walk, except for you're going to see everybody's cats.
Yeah.
Which we need that.
Something like that.
Everywhere.
everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah, every town needs to have that.
Well, I guess
so
Omaha,
I'm going
Omaha
this weekend.
Omaha does a cat fest too, I found out. They do it at one of the, I don't know which movie theater it is, but
they need to hook up with us. We need to like make that. I know Megan, our listener, is upset that we've taken it to Cat Town, but I'm telling you.
Cat Town. All right. Well, do you have fun with that?
I'm excited.
That sounds like a blast.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to wear a shirt? All the other crazy cat people. I can't wait. You know what I want to see?
What?
The dudes that are there.
The dudes?
The guys.
Okay. Are you going to wear your shirt? Ask me about my cat. Okay,
so I'm going to wear my Ask Me About My Cat shirt.
Go to bigpartyshow.com and hit merch at the top left. And we have a long line of different merch there. Employee of the Month shirt is there. So you can reward yourself with Employee of the Month. And also
ask me about my cat, and then we have a couple other merch drops happening on Monday, I hope. So that's kind of the deal.
Limited edition.
Well, have fun. Be safe.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend. All right, we'll see you guys Monday, and do yourself good.
Squirrel in my fro, big party show. Breast will enlarge, big party show. The radio is on. Sitting on the John.
We believe in a naked America and man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big party show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big party show. Big party show. Big party show.
A Huda Media Production.